Here's your fair value brief for Monday, August 10, 2026. Gasoline's hidden squeeze could delay the Fed's next move. U.S. gasoline inventories dropped 1.6 million barrels last week, while refinery output fell to 96.5%. That mismatch is likely to push pump prices up about 5%, just as the Fed weighs its next steps. Markets haven't fully priced in this inflation risk yet. Meanwhile, the AI infrastructure race is speeding up. Amazon's 2026 AI spending hits $220 billion, up $20 billion from earlier plans, while Meta reaches $145 billion. OpenAI's GPT-5.5 shift toward autonomous agents is grabbing headlines, but pushback against data centers is sending new builds to Texas oil fields instead of traditional tech hubs. And oil markets? They're shrugging off the Strait of Hormuz shutdown. Iran's demand for U.S. troop withdrawal to reopen the key shipping lane lifted Brent crude by just 1.3% overnight to $84.61. That suggests traders either expect OPEC to boost output or have already factored in a long blockade. Now, to the markets. Stocks are slightly higher after strong earnings. Airbnb jumped 17.4%, Palantir climbed 10.3%, and Uber rose 6.5%. But bonds are showing caution. The 10-year Treasury yield sits at 4.69%, down from last week's high, as traders bet on Fed rate adjustments. Yet Friday's gasoline data tells a different story. Here's the mismatch. U.S. gasoline stockpiles dropped 1.6 million barrels while refinery production slipped. That gap could raise pump prices by about 5% in the coming weeks, adding inflation pressure that might force the Fed to hold steady. And bonds haven't fully priced that in yet. Oil markets barely reacted to Iran's latest Strait of Hormuz demands, which include U.S. troop withdrawal. Brent crude rose just 1.3% overnight to $84.61, suggesting traders either expect OPEC to boost output or have already adjusted for a prolonged shutdown. Gold is up 1.4% to $4,402, and silver climbed 1.5% to $64.30. Both extended gains as traders hedge against potential Fed shifts. The dollar stayed flat, with the DXY index just under 100. This week's focus? Tuesday's CPI report. If gasoline-driven inflation shows up, the Fed's timeline could change. Now, the big story, gasoline's quiet pressure, and why it complicates the Fed's plans. One figure stands out. U.S. gasoline inventories fell 1.6 million barrels last week, while refinery use dropped to 96.5%, its lowest since early 2025. Meanwhile, crude stocks rose 2.48 million barrels. More oil, less gasoline. That imbalance is about to hit consumers. Pump prices are set to climb about 5%, or roughly 20 cents per gallon, soon. That's a small bump for drivers, but a big deal for the federal. Here's how it plays out. Higher gasoline prices feed directly into CPI, the Fed's main inflation measure. August CPI, due Tuesday, already expects a 0.1% monthly rise in headline inflation and 0.2% in core. A gasoline spike could push both higher, and that would lift the core PCE index, the Fed's true target, above its 2% goal. Bonds are starting to react. The 10-year yield, which had been falling on rate cut expectations, ticked up to 4.69% Friday. If CPI confirms gasoline-driven inflation, the Fed may wait or scale back planned adjustments. That would push yields higher, widen credit spreads, and pressure rate-sensitive sectors like tech and housing. The bigger concern? Fed credibility. If inflation ticks up as easing begins, markets may question whether the Fed is falling behind again. Key events this week. Tuesday's CPI report at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Will gasoline show up in the numbers? Wednesday's PPI report, which tracks factory-level price pressures. And the Fed's next move. Hotter reports could mean a more cautious approach. The surface looks calm. The details suggest caution. Now, the big picture. The S&P 500 remains near its peak, up 0.6% Friday and 3.7% over the past month. But the real action is below the surface. Tech leads. The NASDAQ 100 rose 1.2% Friday and 5.1% this week, while energy lags, with the XLE ETF down 1.1% Friday. Bonds are sending mixed signals. The 10-year yield is at 4.69%, down from last week's high, as traders anticipate cuts. But the two-year yield holds at 4.25%. That flattening suggests uncertainty. The market prices in a cut, but doubts the Fed will follow through if inflation flares. Gold and silver continue their rally. Gold's up 1.4% to $4,402. Silver's up 1.5% to $6,430, capping roughly 9% weekly gains for both as hedges against Fed moves. Bottom line, markets are waiting on inflation data. Stocks rise on earnings, but bonds and commodities signal caution. Friday's gasoline draw is the wild card. If it lifts inflation, Fed adjustments may be delayed. Around the world now, the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, with Iran's latest demands, U.S. troop withdrawal, sanctions relief, ensuring no quick fix. The blockade reroutes 20% of global seaborne oil, yet Brent crude rose just 1.3% overnight. The risk? Prolonged disruptions could tighten supply as demand grows. China's electric vehicle exports are surging, driven by high gasoline prices making EVs more appealing. BYD and SAIC are expanding production for Europe and Southeast Asia. The U.S. is committing $2 billion to domestic mining for critical minerals, rare earths essential for EVs and defense, plus $180 million for mining education. The shift here is adaptation. While Hormuz dominates headlines, the real story is how markets adjust. OPEC boosts output, China capitalizes on EV demand, and the U.S. secures mineral supply chains. Now, the companies making news. AI and tech earnings stand out. Airbnb jumped 17.4% to $178.07 after reporting second quarter revenue of $2.8 billion, up 18% year-over-year, and $1.1 billion in adjusted EBITDA. Palantir climbed 10.3% to $172.01, and Uber rose 6.5% to $75.02. ServiceNow, up 6.4% to $124.88. Coinbase, up 5.6% to $153.60. And Qualcomm, up 4.7% to $167.86. All jumped on earnings beats. Marvel, Oracle, and Salesforce followed, while Tesla and Shopify benefited from AI and energy trends. Meta's steady climb continues, up 6.4% this week to $592.10. as it invests heavily in AI and the metaverse. From Washington now, the Fed's focus this week is Tuesday's CPI report. Gasoline's 5% price jump could push inflation higher, just as the Fed prepares to adjust rates. A stronger-than-expected reading might delay easing, lifting yields and pressuring stocks. No major Fed speeches are scheduled, but the 10-year yields move up to 4.69% Friday shows traders hedging their positions. This week hinges on CPI. If inflation surprises, rate adjustments may be put on hold. Now, let's look under the hood. The gasoline inventory drop is this week's overlooked risk, and it's on a collision course with Fed plans. Here's the chain reaction most overlook. Stocks fall, refinery use drops. EIA data shows gasoline inventories down 1.64 million barrels, while refinery utilization hit 96.5%. Historically, this leads to a 0.3 to 0.5% rise in CPI's gasoline component within weeks. Pump prices rise, CPI ticks up. Retail gasoline prices may jump about 5% or 20 cents per gallon. With core CPI at 336.07, an extra 0.2 to 0.3 points from fuel could push core PCE above 2%, the Fed's target. The Fed rethinks, yields climb. The Fed still expects 2.25% rate cuts in 2026, but markets price in just one. A fresh inflation shock could force a pause, lifting yields. Stocks face pressure. Higher yields compress valuations, especially for growth and AI stocks sensitive to discount rates. The surface shows steady gains and low volatility. The VIX is at 15.43. The risk? Tuesday's CPI could surprise to the upside, forcing a policy shift. Confirmation or refutation comes down to this. If gasoline stocks fall another million plus barrels and prices rise more than 5% week over week, the risk is confirmed. If inventories recover and prices stabilize for two straight weeks, it's refuted. This isn't about oil. It's about the delay from commodities to inflation to rates, and how a gasoline bottleneck could turn a short-term shock into a broader economic shift. Worth learning today, the policy rate, your economy's thermostat. The policy rate isn't just technical jargon. It's the federal funds rate, the dial that affects mortgages, savings, and stocks. Today's gasoline squeeze shows how it works. Here's the example. The federal funds rate is 3.63%. That's the rate banks charge each other for overnight loans. When Friday's EIA report showed gasoline inventories down 1.6 million barrels and refinery output slipping, it wasn't just bad for drivers. It signaled inflation risk. If Tuesday's CPI confirms this, the Fed may stay at 3.63% instead of cutting. That single decision affects everything. Here's how it spreads. The Fed's tool, the federal funds rate, controls inflation and employment. Raise it, borrowing gets more expensive, slowing spending. Lower it, borrowing gets cheaper, boosting growth. The ripple effect. Banks pass Fed changes to consumers. Higher Fed funds mean higher prime rates. Your credit cards, auto loans, business credit. Mortgages, the 30-year fixed rate, now 6.69%, doesn't mirror the Fed directly, but it's influenced by the same forces. Savings, higher policy rates mean better yields on savings accounts and CDs. Stocks, higher rates reduce the value of future profits, hitting growth stocks hardest. The dollar, higher U.S. rates attract global capital, strengthening the dollar. The lag, Fed moves take 6 to 18 months to fully impact the economy. Friday's gasoline data is an early warning. If it lifts inflation, the Fed may pause adjustments, keeping rates higher for longer. Why it matters now? If Tuesday's CPI shows inflation heating up, loans and mortgages stay expensive, savings yields remain high, and growth stocks may dip as discount rates rise. The policy rate isn't just Wall Street's concern. It shapes your paycheck, debt, and investments. Now, what to watch this week? Tuesday, August 11th. The Australian dollar cash rate decision at 12:30 a.m. Eastern. It's expected to hold at 4.35%. Any hawkish tone could lift the Aussie dollar. The RBA's monetary policy statement and rate statement at 12:30 a.m. The outlook will set the tone for Australian markets. And the RBA press conference at 1:30 a.m. Governor Michelle Bullock's comments may move the currency. Wednesday, August 12th. U.S. core CPI month over month at 8:30 a.m., forecast at 0.2%, down from 0.0 last time. This is the inflation headline. Surprises will shift Fed expectations. Core CPI year over year, forecast at 2.5%, down from 2.6. Headline CPI month over month, forecast at 0.1%, up from negative 0.4. Watch gasoline. Friday's draw suggests upside risk. And CPI year-over-year, forecast at 3.4%, down from 3.5. A drop eases cut expectations, a rise delays them. Also on Wednesday, UK GDP month-over-month at 2 a.m. Eastern, forecast at negative 0.1%. A contraction weighs on the pound. US core PPI month-over-month at 8:30 a.m., forecast at 0.3%. This is pipeline inflation. Rises feed into CPI later. And PPI month over month, forecast at 0.2%. That's your week ahead. Stay sharp. This one's all about the data. We'll be back tomorrow.